Well, I don't know what this thing is. I think it's a strip show, dance show.
Work there, dude.
Welcome back, guys. On today's show, just in time for the holidays, a new Die Hard is back, sorta. We interview published author J.M. Pozon, and is it safer to drive in Virginia now? And our choices for scary movies this Halloween season, much, much more, will be discussed here on Deacon Live. How are you? How are things? How are things going? Are you ready? Big stretch. I do a big stretch. I can't get my hands over my head. My wife went through the closet. Check out some of my old shirts and stuff. So as you can see here, I'm wearing one of my old shirts. It's a little snug around my 21-inch pythons here. Nonetheless, you know, a couple more days on a basketball court, that'll all come in, or I'll be all shaped and sized to fit in this shirt. How are you? Things are going well. Voting time, everyone. Early voting is open, so make sure you go out there, and the joke is getting played out. You know, vote early, vote often. I admit that I've done that as well. And said that to people. But yeah, early voting is out there. And so my wife and I went down to go early vote. Now, I looked at my registration card and I got the address and everything of where you're supposed to vote, because it says right on the registration card your voting facility in your area. So Sunday morning or Saturday morning, woke up, fell out of bed, dropped the comb across my head, and went down, went to vote. As we're driving there, and I'm like looking around thinking, you know, it's weird that you don't see a lot of on the road that we're, now granted, we live out in a small little town, small little community called Marshville, just outside of Charlotte, North Carolina. So we're sitting there driving down these little two-lane back road country roads to get to our voting facility, which is some Zion church. So we get there, and as we're actually before getting there, I'm like going, you know what, babe, I don't see a whole lot of what you call promotion, the electoral signs that are out there in everyone's yard. As we're getting closer and closer to this facility, and normally, like a block or two, you see all the signs, all piled up. You can't even read them. They all look the same. You're just like going, holy Jesus, who am I supposed to pick out of this freaking dartboard of signs? So we show up, and there's absolutely no one there at the voting facility that's on the registration card. So I'm like, all right. And it's a small church. I mean, it's small. I mean, it's barely, I mean, I think our garage is bigger than the church, but it's just this one little small little area. So I walk around the building, and my wife's calling the electoral place here in Union County. So I'm walking around pulling on all the doors. Hey, I want to go in and vote. I get back to the truck, and she found out early voting is somewhere totally different. It's over on the Wingate University campus. So I'm like, all right, well, what time do they close? 3:00. Well, we've got to drive all the way somewhere else to do something else. I said, we'll go another day. We'll go first thing in the morning. And she's like, well, I got meetings and stuff during the week. I'm like, babe, every business out there allows you for 3 hours to go and vote. Whether it's in the middle of your shift, whatever your shift is, they have to give you 3 hours to go vote. So she's like, all right, well, we can do it Wednesday, which is today. We'll go and vote. All right. So we wake up early and we go and vote, and we get down there, and you know, we pull right up. And it's probably about, you know, after we did the horse chores and everything here on the French, it's probably maybe 8:45 by the time we get there. And it's right down the road. We live pretty close to the university. I say close, you know, as far as like the next state over, we're pretty close. And we get there, and there's maybe 5 people there. There's 5 people, and 3 of them are standing in line. I take that back. 5 people are standing in line, and there's probably another 5 people in there voting. So the total of 10 people. You know, you can't trust me now. I've already told you 2 lies. So my wife, they take her first. Now, before we get there, on the actual website for Union County in North Carolina, it says if you've never voted in North Carolina before for presidential whatever, you need to show a photo ID. I'm like, okay, babe, you got your ID? Yes, I got my ID. Yes, okay, fine. Lady at the front door goes, come on in. Ma'am, you need to go over there and talk to that lettrette over there, and she'll get all your information. And then I wait for one to get open, and then it's like walking up to the bank. You know, you're walking in line waiting for a teller to be open. So I get there, and the lady, I'm standing there, and she's got one of the shields in front of her, just like you see at all the grocery stores, and then she's got one of those welder's mask things on her face, and she's talking to me through the shield, and I've got a mask on my face as well. What's your last name? I told her. So she types it, I don't find it. So I spelled it for her. Oh, you meant this. No, I didn't mean that. She's like, I can't hear. You've got all this stuff in front of you. I go, I don't have all this stuff in front of me. I have one thing in front of me. You've got all the other stuff in front of you. So she found my name and she's like, can you verify your address? And I told her my address. She's like, okay, here, fill out this form. You know what a ledger piece of paper is? 11 by 17. And it's got all the candidates for everything that's going on that day. So, and it's squares. Now, when I say squares, you know, we did the chat things in Florida where you punch the thing through and boy, what a mess that was. Remember in school you had to take whatever test and you had to fill out the bubbles? That was easy to do, right? Because your pencil naturally goes around in a circle. No. These forms are friggin' squares. When I say squares, they're probably a quarter of an inch long by maybe, what's a half of a quarter inch? An eighth? Eight? No, it's big. I mean, it's whatever the length is, divide that in half, and that's how long and tall and long the square is. Rectangle. And she gives you a pen. Now, the pen that she gives you, it's brand new. You know what happens with a brand new pen? Doesn't write. Doesn't. So you're scribbling. Where do you scribble? I've got no other pieces of paper. Oh, you know what? There's some dipshit out there in the parking lot was handing out flyers. I'll scribble on that. So I scribble on that to get the pen started. And the lady says when you walk in, here's your pen, and it's got the little sticker up underneath the little thing that holds it onto your shirt, the pen clip, and don't leave this pen here. You take that with you. Do not leave that pen here. She was very, very authoritative about taking the pen with you when you were done. So here you are with a ballpoint pen trying to fill out this little square. That's a quarter of an inch by half of a quarter of an inch. And you fill it out and you're coloring. I'm coloring it in. You know, you go to the first slot, president, and there's all the stuff. And you go, okay, I'm filling it in. And then you realize it takes a while to fill it with a ballpoint pen. And then you go to the next line, governor. All right, fill that one in. And you're scribbling and scribbling and scribbling. You want to do it right. You don't want to mess up. You don't want to be the one. You do not want to be the one. So meanwhile, I'm going right down and there's probably 40, at least 40 different assistant Supreme Court alternate, water conservation, whatever, and you're just all everything that has to deal with your county or whoever's coming up for the electric. So I get down and I'm, you know, coloring. I'm literally inside the lines, coloring inside the lines. Don't go inside the lines. They'll beat you up. So I'm coloring, get all the way down. And oh, now you got to flip it over and you do the other side, blah, 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 blah. And I'm done. So I look at my wife because she's in her own little booth and I'm in my own little booth. And I say booth. It's like one of those stands. It's got the three sides. And as you're, here's the thing, rickety things, you're coloring, the whole thing's wiggling with you. So you physically have to hold the, you know, first world problems, right? We're trying to vote and I'm sitting here complaining about the damn three-sided partitions that's wiggling all over the place. It's like a TV tray you're standing on with four legs. So I'm coloring in. So I go to the thing and I slip the thing through. You put it in like a fax machine and it pulls it in and it says, doo-doo-doo-doo. And the lady goes, if you see the American flag, your vote counted and you can go on about your day. So I'm standing there and there's like two or three people in front of me and I'm waiting there. My wife, who finished before I did, you know, I think she pencil whipped the whole thing. I'm like, what are you doing? You know, across the room, because you don't want to yell. But I swear to God, every old lady in there was screaming at everyone else like it was a friggin' church function. Larry, where's my pencils? Larry, I'm all set up over here. How do I... Margaret, you need to do, all right, oh my God, you should see my house, Margaret. It's so beautiful over there. I've done all this stuff and remodeled and stuff. I heard. And I'm like going, shut up. I'm voting here. But you gotta yell, one, cause you got three layers of friggin' plastic in between you and the person you're talking to. And then they can't hear. They're old. The average age there is 70. As you can see, I wasn't picked for poll representative or poll attendee. I was not picked. Darn it. Wish I would have. That would have been fun. But everyone knew each other, which is kind of weird. There might be an inside gimmick there because, you know, Margaret comes in and then, you know, Edith comes in and they go, oh, Edith. Oh, they bring in the big dogs from up from you know, whatever state or whatever county. Oh, brought the big lady in from blah, blah, blah. And they're all yelling at each other. Anyway, so I'm across the room to my wife standing back in line. I'm like, what are you doing? She's like, I have to redo it. You know, with her mouth, I have to redo it. I'm like, all right. So I go outside and I'm sitting there, you know, I'm looking at stuff on the phone and watching everyone else come in and barely. I mean, I say it's a slow day. It's a small, we're not very dense. So there's not a whole lot of people out there. Finally, she gets done. Finally, she comes out and I'm like, what happened? She's like, I put the thing through and it rejected it. I said, so what happened after that? the lady took it from me and made me do, or did something to, I don't know if she ripped on makeup shit all the time, but she had to turn it because they attach a number to the form to you, your name. She had to redo it. And so I had to wait for her to redo it. Now here's the thing. I said, when I checked in, what's your name? Deacon. What's your last name? Deacon. I'm not going to tell you my last name. You guys can figure it out. And can you verify your address? Yes, I live at blank, 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 anywhere street. Okay. Thank you. Here's your form. That was it. No ID, no nothing. So I'm like going, well, I know my neighbors are out of town. I know they're in South Carolina at Myrtle Beach. They have a house down there. I don't know if they voted. What's from stopping me to go back down there and say, hey, I'm Mr. This, and this is my address, because I know his address. And they go, oh, Mr. Blah, 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 here's your form. And you fill that out, and then you insert that, and then you're gone again. They have no cameras. They have no, how do they get you? How do they punish you for voting again? There would be absolutely no way for them to figure out that I voted twice in my little podunk area. So I'm just saying that because there's got to be a better way. There's got to be some kind of security there. I mean, Christ, look at now the TSA is no one to be compared to, but I mean, for the most part, you can't even get into your actual physical bank account without some kind of form ID or anything to say that that's who you are and what you are and all that stuff. I don't know. I just felt like I was just kind of like filling out something for class president. You know, oh, vote for Michael Lipschnato because Michael Lipschnato is the coolest kid in class. I'm voting for him. And then you can vote again if you want. They don't care. It's freaking class president. No one cares. Anyway, so that was my voting experience. I hope you had a better one. If you've got a story or anything like that, you want to throw it at me, go to Prophet Radio, P-R-O-P-H-E-T Radio. Click on the little Be Heard bar on the page when it pops up and it opens up a microphone on your computer screen, your tablet, wherever you're listening to us at, and you can tell us a small little story about what you went through when you went voting, and hopefully it was as pleasant or just as fun as mine was. Stick around. When we come back, we'll talk to J.M. Bozan, published author and the 2020 winner for Literary Excellence. Stick around. We'll talk to her in just one sec. You're listening to Deacon Live right here on Prophet Radio. I'll be right back.
I noticed I was late. Found my coat and grabbed my hat. Made the bus in seconds flat. Found my way upstairs and had a smoke.
Do you know if your face mask actually even works? Without any required standards, public masks come in all sorts of qualities. A high percentage are untested, and registered does not mean the equivalent. The AEA Group's mission is to meet the same standards of masks used by our healthcare community and make them available to the public. FFRs are cleared by FDA. To learn more, go to AEAGroupLLC.com. AEAGroupLLC.com. Save 5% with keyword iHeart.
You're listening to Prophet Radio, 24/7, worldwide.
Let me ask you something really quick. Where is the absolute best place in your home to be? If you didn't say around the fire, then something isn't right. Either you don't have a fire to be around, or the one you have isn't doing what you want it to do. Don't worry. That's why Brighter.com is here. That's B-R-I-G-H-T-T-E-R. There's something about a fire that makes people gravitate towards it. A fire is the source of the stories, memories, and bonds that connect us all. Through this connection, we can find love, peace, and joy. Brighter.com's mission is to provide you, your loved ones, or your customers with this connection and melt away the worries that exist in an anxiety-ridden world. Don't forget, listeners of the show can get 15% off with the discount code SHOW15. Go right now to Brighter.com. B-R-I-G-H-T-T-E-R.
You're listening to
Deacon Live.
Deacon Live.
Deacon Live. Welcome back to Deacon Live. Make sure you follow us on all our social contacts. The way you do that is go to Prophet Radio, P-R-O-P-H-E-T. Click on the social contacts, and you can see all the ways that connect us to you and you to us. And make sure you share, like, and do all the things that makes us happy and you happy as well. Maybe your friends happy at the same time. Now, the election's right around the corner. We got a couple weeks before the election happens. And then right after that, or right before the election, we have Halloween. So I hope you guys have gotten your candy and stuff. And then we rush right into Thanksgiving, and then we slam in to Christmas and then New Year's, and then we start the whole year over again, right? Hopefully on a good note. Hopefully you your favorite person wins. I told you we don't get into politics a whole lot, but like I said, up until election time, we'll touch on it briefly. But the beginning of this year completely ruined my whole entire diet in itself. 2020, I'm going to get fit, and then everything shuts down. And then, you know, you're trying to stay fit. You're trying to stay fit at home. You're not allowed to go outside. And then here we are. We're a couple weeks from Halloween, and I bought a bunch of candy, of course, that's sitting in the freezer. You eat it and you're just ashamed of yourself. I'm ashamed of myself. But you got to have goals. You got to have personal stepping stones that you need to get through just to get through life. Now, one stepping stone that you can get to is reading. And reading is the most valuable thing you can do. A quest for knowledge is always good. But a quest just to better yourself all in general is always a good thing. Now, Giovanna Marie Posen, or you might know her as J.M. Posen, is an award-winning author who's written several books and is the oldest of five siblings and a mother of two. On the phone with us right now, published author, playwright, and also has written several movie scripts, author J.M. Posen. J.M., how are you?
Hello, how are you doing?
Doing very well. So you've been writing for at least 10 years now, from my understanding. How did you get started? I mean, I have a hard enough time just writing my grocery list in the morning and making it make sense. How do you just decide on, okay, I'm going to start writing? Is it something that you went to school for? Is it something that you, at an early age, you were always writing scripts? Tell me how you got started being an author and what drove you to it.
Actually, I think growing up, it was always easier for me to, like, express myself in verbal and, like, written words opposed to verbal words. So, you know, I probably started off with just, like, a journal, journaling every day in my diary. And I think it kind of just stemmed from that and just grew and progressed into something bigger.
Now, at what point did you go, you know what, I could write a book or I could write something and people will be interested? Because a lot of times, even whether you're an actor or a comedian or anyone in the entertainment field, you have that kind of self-doubt in yourself. What pushed you over the edge? Did you have like someone to inspire you or a mentor?
Well, no, I would always write like these. Like, I had books done before I ever even decided to, like, publish any of them, you know. So it's kind of like, it was that fear and it was that doubt and that skepticism, as you said. And I just got to the point, you know, that I was like, well, you know what? Maybe the things that I write can help somebody else. So just got up the courage and was like, you know, even if one person likes it, that's good enough for me.
Now, what's your main, I don't want to say writing style. It's not a horror movie, or is it like a romantic comedy? Is it fiction? Is it nonfiction? What's your main style? What's the most that you write about, your stylings?
Well, I'm very versatile. So I don't know if I have like a particularly main, because I'm like kind of all over the place. Like, I have a romance trilogy, which is the Setting Fire to the Darkness, and that's my romance novel. But then I also have three poetry books. Now, the first poetry book is The Whiskey for the Wounded, and that one is more on a little bit of heavier topics.
Now, when you say heavier topics, does it get into, like, you know, the big rave and crave is that 50 Shades of Grey? And my wife listens to those books on her audio. She's got, like, the audio books and stuff that she listens to. Does it, when you say heavier topics, is it that or is it different?
Well, the Setting Fire to the Darkness kind of has that romance aspect to it. It kind of be like 50 Shades of Grey meets, like, Sons of Anarchy.
Oh, jeez. Wow.
But, you know, The Whiskey for the Wounded is more so, it's just like, that's the poetry book. And that one is more based on just like real life topics, you know, like things that everybody goes through in everyday life. It's broken down in like multiple sections where it covers a different array of topics, from grief to, and just being ambitious to the things that the hurdles that you have to overcome in order to reach your goals and be successful. And I think on the back end is a section called the 25th hour, where we talk about like political and social injustices and stuff like. So that's what I mean by a little bit, you know, heavier topic.
Gotcha. Yeah, more social inclined to what's going on in the world today.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah, so that's The Whiskey for the Wounded.
Now, how many books in total have you written?
I have four. So I have those two, mm-hmm. Spring Fire to the Darkness and Whiskey for the Wounded. And then I have Stardust and Passion Fruit.
Now, and what type of books are these? Are these the poems or are they actual stories?
So Stardust and Passion Fruit are both poetry books,
okay,
but they do have short stories in them. So Stardust is more about, like, woman empowerment. So it's more uplifting, you know, more feminist kind of poems. And then Passion Fruit is another, like, erotic poetry. So that one's going back into that 50 Shades of Grey lane again.
Would you mind reading a passage from Stardust for us?
Absolutely.
I hate to put you on the spot, but you know, a lot of our fans want to hear your style and the cadence of the way you write your dialect.
Okay, so this one is called Hidden Gem, and this one is from Stardust. Oh, darling, how did you ever expect for men like him to understand the value of a woman like you? So tried and true, heart pure as gold, born with the magic in your veins and stardust in your bones. See, you must understand that you are a queen meant only for a king. So when you go where you are not meant to be, your worth will forever remain unseen. You'll be like the brightest of diamonds or the rarest of gems in a room full of blind men. And truth be told, they could have you in the palms of their hands and still not understand that which it is that they hold.
I'm sold. I'm ready to go. Let's do some. I'm pumped. That is awesome. Do you have these books on audio tape or anything yet?
Not as of yet, but that is definitely something that we are working on and in the midst of, probably going to happen in the future.
If you do it, here's my suggestion. You read it because you own those words and you do it so well. I was hanging on to every syllable that you were talking about during that whole entire sonnet that you did.
Thank you. Yeah, that's definitely something that we're looking into doing. We definitely want to get the audios with you.
Yeah, the big deal is, like I said, my wife, she'll sit there and she'll be walking around the house and she's got her little earbuds in that I can't see, and I'll be talking to her and then she'll start laughing like right in the middle of my sentence, and I'm like going, what are you, I'm not done with the joke yet. She's like, oh, I'm sorry. Were you talking to me? Oh, darn, I lost her. But she loves those romance books and stuff. I have no idea which one she's listening to now, but it's a popular thing, the audiobooks as far as that.
Yeah.
Now, on the phone with us right now, we have J.M. Posen. What is next for you? You've written four books. You've written some plays. You've got some scripts you're floating around or trying to get out there.
Yeah, so that's kind of like what I've been working on. I want to get more into script writing and screenwriting and writing like screenplays and, you know, trying to get into that industry. It's not an easy industry to break into, but I think in the future, you know, that's kind of the route that I'm going. I know that I also want to take that first romance novel that I had and try to turn it into a motion picture.
Oh, really? So you're trying to sell that over to the Hollywood area?
Yes.
Well, that's great. I mean, it's such the movie industry right now, because of the pandemic, it's so hard to do anything. Everyone's at a stagnant stay still right now.
Yeah.
Now, outside of writing your play scripts, where can everyone purchase your books, and where are they available at?
So all of my books are available on Amazon, and a few of them are also in Barnes & Noble. So I know Passion Fruit is also available in Barnes & Noble, as well as Stardust.
Now, how has your journey been being a writer? What's, like, some of the craziest things? Have you done, like, live book signings or readings? Have you had, like, the crazy fan going, I love your book, or anything like that? What's the craziest journey that you've been on so far being an author?
I have done the book signings. I've had people reach out to me on social media. A lot of them telling me just like how, you know, I get a lot of hits on Whiskey for the Wounded just because, like I said, it touches on some of the heavier topics. So it's something in there that everybody can relate to. A lot of times, you know, and this makes it all the worthwhile for me, is when I get those kind of messages like, you know, that really helped me through a really dark time in my life. You don't even understand how much your poems helped me. Like, to hear that from me, I think it makes it all the worth it. Like, as a writer, that's what makes you feel successful, is when you get those kind of messages.
Right. It helps you feel like you're doing, I don't want to say you're doing good, but at least, you know, your words aren't falling on deaf ears. It's inspiring someone. And if you can inspire one person in this world to change someone's heart, to change someone's attitude, to change the way they view the world, I think we're all doing a good thing if we could just take that time and do that for just one person.
Absolutely. crazy.
Now, you have some upcoming projects you'd like to plug. You got anything going on here with the pandemic? What's it like in Michigan? Because you're based out of Michigan. Are you guys still wearing the mask? Are the bars open? Are the, you know, that's the one thing everyone worries about. Are the bars open? Are the restaurants open?
Yes, they are. We were doing, and it was so crazy because I think like at one point they had like curbside service for the bars where you like were taking, you know, your drinks to go. And I was like, I've never in a million years thought that that would be like a thing. But.
Really? So you could, you say,
yeah.
You get your drink of choice. You go, I'm a Miller Lite guy. So, hey, I'd like a Miller Lite. And you just, they give it to you. Is it sealed? I guess I would imagine to be sealed.
Yeah.
So is it like, it's like a package store.
It was still, you know, sealed, but it was just like so crazy to me because I was like, well, that's new.
All right, J.M. Posen, give us all the information where we can find you, where we can get your books. And if I go to Amazon and I type in J.M. Posen, P-O-Z-O-N, I can find all your books. Give us all your detailed information where our listeners can get a hold of your book and be inspired and have sexy time and all that stuff.
Yeah, so it's on, all of them is on Amazon. So if you just type in J dot, you kind of have to put the dot there because it won't pull me up if you don't. So
okay.
J dot M dot Posen. And all of my books can come up. I'm also on the Author Central page as well as Goodreads. All of those have links directly to Barnes & Noble and Amazon as well.
J.M. Posen, published author, playwright, and movie script writer, hopefully. All I want is 10%.
Yeah,
all I want is 10%. That's all I want. Will that work?
I got that.
Awesome. Stick around, guys. We'll be right back after this.
What's wrong with you two?
I am single.
Okay. Ready to mingle for all you single men out there?
You are completely obsessed with sex.
We dive into hilarious hookup stories.
We want to know how you lost your virginity, how old you were, and what was his name?
Ouch. What was his name?
You're listening to Boom Boom Room Storytime with Penny and Pichichi.
Find them on Spotify and Anchor Podcasts.
Hey guys, have you ever questioned that the mask that you're wearing actually really works? Where did you grab it? The grocery store? The retail outlet? How do you know that it's certified? How do you know if it's going to protect you and your loved ones? The AEA group only carries surgical masks and KN95s that are FDA approved, and these are ASTM tested and approved on front lines throughout the United States. Check them out at AEAGroupLLC.com, insert iHeart, and receive 5% off.
Don't like Nothing. Internet radio. I do not like internet radio.
Profit Radio.
Profit Radio.
Deacon Live presents The Sometimes Island with their new song, Phantom Limb.
You reach out with both your arms, and the gesture stops and finishes. We spent the night years at a time, you almost convinced me that you're innocent. In the fall and bailing you out, these are the things that I'm gonna miss. Cause your picture's not on the wall, cause that's where the writing is. Telling you the ending, will that make it easier? Telling you the ending, will that make it easier? Cause the silence never tells me where to stop.
Welcome back to Deacon Live. This section is brought to you by Brighter.com. Brighter.com. For all you bricklayers, stone throwers, and tile cutters out there, when you're done with that project in the backyard and you're looking for something to spice up, make a nice centerpiece, go to Brighter.com for premium quality fireplace inserts and fire tables. Enter the keyword SHOW10 for 10% off your entire order when you check out. That's Brighter.com, keyword SHOW10. Now, someone that was trying to get a discount as they're walking out the door, you know, I shop at Walmart here on the Franch. That's the biggest place. I just think that I'm going to get the best deal without having to go all over town. I just think that Walmart just has the buying power that I need. I know that they call them town killers. I understand that. But in this community that we have, we don't have much. We have a couple mom and pop places. But think about it. If a mom and pop place can buy 20 broomsticks for 40 cents each and then sell them to me for 55 cents, well, guess what? Walmart down the road is going to buy 100 broomsticks at 22 cents a piece and sell them to me for 40 cents. Unfortunately, they just have the buying power and the leverage to deal with these realtors, with these retailers. Now, this guy right here, switch screens here so you can see what I'm doing. Let's see where I'm at. I know that a lot of people have been caught doing this. I worked retail for many years. I spent 20 years at Home Depot, as you guys know. And a lot of people, when you go through the self-checkout, you're at the mercy of their honesty for them to check out. This gentleman here was using Kool-Aid packets to check out. What's wrong with using Kool-Aid packets to check out? A Florida man was arrested Sunday on suspicion of using Kool-Aid packets to steal $994 worth of merchandise from a North Naples Walmart. Bradley Young, 37, was charged with grand theft shoplifting after the sheriff's office deputies said that he hid the power drink packets in his hand while he was scanning items and running them over the register. Everything rang up 24 cents. 24 cents. So everything. He bought a big screen TV. 24 cents. Bought a scooter, $248, 24 cents. He bought a dual navigation system, 24 cents. These are items that are well over $100-some-odd. Now, here's the thing. When he was all said and done, his bill was still $24. But when they actually caught him and loss prevention worker went and apprehended him, they added everything up and they said, well, you know, $994 worth of materials or goods that you're stealing from us and the 24-cent Kool-Aid packets. We're going to charge you for those, too. So, I mean, that's kind of, we're at the mercy of being honest. When you ask someone to check out at those registers. Now, this guy right here, who's not necessarily cheating the system, but made the system itself work better for him. This gentleman here has found a new way of getting around. A janitor, again, Florida, leave it to Florida, right? Has found a very unique way of getting around. Brian Cares, a worker in Clearwater, Florida, uses a mop bucket, a gas-powered blower, and an umbrella to make his way around town. It's a little overkill right here. But what he does is he sits inside the mop bucket and uses a gas-powered blower and blows into, like, a sail. So he's got an umbrella. So if you're watching this on the Under the Tent video, and what that is every podcast that we do has a live video in tandem. So you can see the articles and stuff that we're talking about here during the show in real time. So here he goes. He's a janitor from Clearwater, Florida. He's flying around. Look at him. He's got an umbrella and a leaf blower, and he's cruising around. He leans to the left and like a skateboard, leans to the left, and he's got his butt in there. Now, myself, I would not fit in that mop bucket. He's a little guy. He's probably about $110, $120, and he's cruising around town. He calls it his blue collar limousine, and he just kind of butts around town. I'd be a little, you know, that's kind of cool. You can't get groceries with it. You can't. There's nowhere to put your groceries. How are you going to do that? Now, I've seen that, you know, Mythbusters have done where they've made actual, like, hovercrafts using leaf blowers. He's just sitting in a mop bucket and using a leaf blower and blowing into an umbrella. I don't know. Something tells me that the physics aren't there. I don't know if him holding it and blowing into the umbrella would give him the enough inertia to move and to go at any length of speed. It looks like he was cruising, like he was just sailing down the concrete seas and stuff. But I don't know. There's something that doesn't fit right there. And if you see the video and you're not sure about it either, please drop me a line or drop me an email. You can email me at deacon@profitradio.com. Now, if you're driving in Virginia, the rules have changed a little bit in Virginia. So if you're driving around anywhere, you know, a cop pull you over, say you got busted taillight, busted, and you've seen it in the movies where the couple, what did I do? You got a busted taillight. Man, I don't have a busted taillight. And the cop will go back there and go, smash. Busted now, drivers and registration, you know, that type deal. If they want to pull you over, they look for some kind of reason to pull you over. And usually it's a traffic stop. You always hear about people running from the law because something happened with a traffic stop. Oh, he just pulled him over because of this and going not too fast, but didn't use the right turn signal, didn't do anything like that. Well, Virginia right now is changing their traffic laws. In Richmond, Virginia, lawmakers pass a bill no longer allowing the police department to stop vehicles for headlights being off, no brake lights, expired tags, etc., etc. Under the law passed by Virginia General Assembly, police officers will no longer be able to use operating without lights lit as a reason to pull you over for a traffic stop. the legislation, which is headed to the desk of the Virginia governor, Ralph Northam. Northam. Democrat, by the way. Also bars police officers from stopping cars for a variety of equipment violations. From dark tinted windows to faulty brake lights, loud mufflers, objects dangling from the rear view mirror, etc., etc. Officers will be prohibited by pulling over drivers for expired inspection stickers, unless they're over 3 months past due. And for also having outdated register plates, again, past 3 months due. So what they're doing is, they're trying to eliminate what I would assume, and I'm going to assume correctly, is their profiling. You know, look at this guy. What's he doing in this neighborhood? We're going to pull him over because, look, he's got a faulty turn signal, or his window tint's too dark, or something like that. Well, that's fine. I understand that. That's probably a great step in the right direction. But on the flip side of that, if you're in Virginia, you have to get your vehicle inspected, right? If you don't have this stuff fixed or whatever, I guess they're leaving it up to the state to say, hey, fix this, not the police officer to go fix it, which kind of makes sense. You know, hey, police officer, it's not your job to tell me I've got a busted turn signal. Police officer, it's not your job to tell me my tint's too dark or I've got something dangling from my mirrors. It's the state itself. In order for me to get my license, my vehicle inspection tag, I'm going to let the state tell me what I need to do. I don't need police officers doing that, because then what happens? Guarantee you something happens. I say guarantee. Listen to me. I'm just assuming. But all of the videos that you see on TV, on the news reports, we just pulled them over for a simple infraction, and then guns come out. Now, it doesn't happen all the time, but a lot of this could be avoided if they just didn't pull them over. I don't know. I would assume it would eliminate a lot of profiling. I assume it would eliminate a lot of unnecessarily being pulled over on the side of the road. Unless you're absolutely speeding and you're just out of control. Hey man, you gotta pull over. You are out of control, brother. And I say brother, I'm talking about human race. Like, we're all on this road together. We are traveling down this highway. Man, partner, you need to move your ass over, and I got to ticket you because you're going too fast. And then, of course, something happens from there, intoxication or whatever the case may be as far as you speeding. But I guess, will the insurance go up in Virginia? I would assume that the insurance would go up because we are driving a little bit more than... You're more likely to be in an accident if you've got stuff that's not working on your car. I don't know. It's a spiraling thread that's going down into the right area. I hope it's going into the right area, but we'll see. Only time will tell what happens to Virginia. So there you go. Virginia passes a bill no longer allowing police officers to stop vehicles for headlights and just minor infractions as far as like faulty equipment on person's vehicle they're set up. All right, when we come back, there's a lot more to talk about, so stick around. You're listening to Deacon Live right here on Prophet Radio. I'll be right back.
New York snow this time of year, there's nothing more beautiful to me, except for you. Making my way home to town.
His mother was a devout member of the church. His father had a job that took advantage of his range of unique spiritual abilities. What started off as a near-death experience set him on a path that grew into a serious passion. In this hair-raising memoir, David chronicles his coming of age in the paranormal field, as well as the unique challenges he faced growing up. Follow his journey as he wrestles with the forces of good and evil, which will either bring his family closer together or tear them apart. Born Paranormal, A Liar's Story. Get it today on Amazon and Amazon Kindle.
Prophet Radio.
Prophet Radio.
Now you're f***ing with me. nice one.
Say that song, but you're fat now.
It's a lot different. It's been a long time since we've hung out.
No? Have you been a good little girl?
I was not 13.
You were 14.
Was like 21. I have all the pictures from when I was at the Halloween party at your house.
Right.
In 2001. I still have all those pictures. Yeah, I could show you pictures you wouldn't believe.
Yeah, sure you are.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Anybody know anything about the law?
We love radio.
We love Prophet
Radio.
We love Prophet Radio.
Hey, what happened?
Prophet Radio.
Prophet Radio.
Hey, what's your name?
All I know is this violates every canon of respectable broadcasting.
You're listening to
Deacon Live.
Deacon Live.
Deacon Live.
Happy Halloween, Halloween. Happy Halloween to worship. Happy Halloween, Halloween, Halloween. Happy Halloween to worship.
The
It's almost time, kids. The clock is ticking. Be in front of your TV sets for the Horathon. And remember the big giveaway at 9. Don't miss it. And don't forget to wear your masks. The clock is ticking. It's almost time.
Welcome back to Deacon Live. Make sure you follow us on all our social networks. And the way you do that is go to Prophet Radio, P-R-O-P-H-E-T Radio. Click on social contacts and you can see all the links that connect us to you and you to us and everything in between. Now, have you had enough of Tiger Kingdom? Have you had enough of Tiger King yet? Well, the year's not over and they found a way to stick their nose back in the news feed again. You know, Carol friggin' Baskin. I'll say it, Carol fucking Baskin that everyone's complaining about. Well, she has now come out in an interview to TMZ saying that Carol Baskin has a bombshell for all the cool cats and kittens out there. She is sexually attracted to men and women. Yep. Carol Baskin is now I'm bisexual. She was on Dancing with the Star, just came out as bisexual. Carol tells Pink News she discovered the truth back during the AIDS crisis in the 1980s when she was spending a lot of time with the LGBT plus community. Well, if you hang around with a bunch of weirdos, you're going to be a weirdo. I'm sorry. Nope. Sorry. I didn't mean to say that. But what I'm saying is, if you leave collard greens on the front porch for your dog, sooner or later, he's going to eat the collard greens, if that's all there is to eat. Is that a weird analogy? I know. I'm really stretching. I'm going to get some phone calls for that one. Anyway, so Carol Baskin now says that she is bisexual, which means she doesn't know. She has no idea what's going on. But yeah, she says that she's now bisexual. Maybe she's setting herself up for a defense. Maybe she's setting herself up when they find her actual husband. And these are the little teardrops of information she's throwing out there to kind of go on if they do catch her for killing her husband, her previous husband. Oh, well, you know, I was abused and it led me to being, you know, in the 80s and I was being, you know, dancing free and fancy at the same time. So I'm sure she's working on her defense already. Now, parents out there, listen up. Your kids are going to buy these new cell phone cases. Everyone's got cell phones, no matter what age you are. Whether you're 3 years old or 103 years old, everyone's got a cell phone. And everyone keeps them on them at all times. And everyone tries to get those, make them fancy and bedazzle them and stuff. The Kardashians, Jesus. Their cell phone case probably costs more than their friggin' phones. Now, these cell phone cases out, I'm letting you guys know, talking about being profiled in Virginia to being pulled over. I want you guys to make sure, parents, listen up. this is me shaking the timbers to make sure that you guys are paying attention to what's going on with your kids. I hate doing that. Let kids be kids is what I always say. But this cell phone case right here, if you're watching this on the video, and the way you do that is go to prophetradio.com, click on Deacon Live for every podcast we do, has a video linked in tandem with it. And you can see this young lady right here. It looks like the butt of a gun sticking out of this young girl's back pocket. And as you scroll down, the pseudo gun is a case for your phone. So for example, if you got a cell phone, right? You got your cell phone, you got the case. Coming off of the case, if you were to take the cell phone and stand it straight up and down, they actually have a case that has a trigger and a gun handle that fits right onto the cell phone for a case. So you can hold it next to your ear instead of having, whether they call them pop backs on the cell phones. This, you can actually hold it to your ear like you're holding a gun, like you're going around the corner, like you're going to go bust some criminals around the corner. This case looks like a gun. And you have to be careful because a cop's going to see that. It's going to look like an actual gun. So tell everyone out there that these new cases that are coming out, you can probably find them on Wish for like 42 cents. Take them 8 weeks to get here. But make sure that your kids out there are not having this new gun or this new cell phone case. Not a gun case. They can have a gun case. But they don't have a new cell phone case that resembles the pistol grip of a firearm. So check that out. Make sure your kids, pay attention to your kids, please. They're out of control sometimes. And getting out of control, you know, the closer we get to the election time, the closer the more that these memes are popping up left and right. And you know what memes are? They're basically, you know, just these funny pictures and funny with funny sayings to them. And they make fun of political parties. They make fun of actors. They make fun of everyday life in general. This new meme is coming out there. Kids. Now, kids, come back to the radio. You guys can hear this. These new memes that are popping up everywhere are so, I think they're hilarious. They're almost ingenious. If they're not genius, they're ingenious. And what it is, everyone's photoshopping horror movie screams like, oh my God! God, and putting a hot slice of pizza in their mouth and in their face. So it looks like they just bit the pizza and they're screaming out like, God, this is hot. So here's a scene right here. You're going to see a whole lot of these makeshift photoshops of slices of pizza being shoved in people's mouths as they're screaming and yelling. You're going to see a lot of those pictures of those liberal protesters and stuff screaming and yelling. And meanwhile, they're holding a hot slice of pizza. So hot slice of pizza memes are coming here shortly. So I think that's kind of funny because, you know, you're just taking a bad situation, just kind of making it funny a little bit, right? All right, we come back. We're going to take a bad situation. Some movies are ending. Some movies are coming back. And then I'll give you my opinion on some of the movies to watch during this Halloween season. Good or bad, doesn't matter. I'm going to tell you anyway. So stick around. You listen to Deacon Live right here on Proper Radio. I'll be right back.
Abortion on demand, up to and including live birth. Removing prayer from school and religion from the public square. Omitting under God from the Pledge of Allegiance. Canceling religious liberty. Mocking the faithful. The Democratic Party sold its soul long ago. 62% of Americans are afraid to express themselves politically. Don't let the cancel culture silence you. There's no better way to make a liberal cry this election season than to show your opposition with this Demon Party t-shirt. Buy yours now at PeculiarArtifacts.com.
Follow us on Facebook.
Sportos, Motorheads, Geeks, Sluts.
Keyword.
Buzz, Wastewords.
Prophet.
Bleedy.
Radio.
Dickhead. Bet on the door and thinking he's a righteous dude.
Do you know if your face mask actually even works? Without any required standards, public masks come in all sorts of qualities. A high percentage are untested, and registered does not mean the equivalent. The AEA Group's mission is to meet the same standards of masks used by our healthcare community and make them available to the public. FFRs are cleared by FDA. To learn more, go to AEAGroupLLC.com. AEAGroupLLC.com. Save 5% with keyword iHeart. You're listening to
I'm Not a Loser!
Deacon Live.
Deacon Live.
Deacon Live.
Of course.
Deacon Live presents to you 2K Kent and their latest song, On That Chick. Follow them on Instagram, Twitter, and see their new Apple commercial on iHipHopTV.com.
I pull up Phantom, flossing this part of the anthem. Just move your body, you gon' make me cop a new Bugatti. Ride with me like Dre Chick. I take you to the Bay Chick, to the city, right across the Bay Bridge. Kick it with me, show you how we stay rich. Sipping on that excellence convo. After that, we straight to the condo. 2K, the head honcho. She wanna get with me, cause I'm so. That dude, so hood. I give it to her, it's so good. On top of that, bigger stacks. A boomerang, go get it, give it right back.
She bad, she know it. She ain't even afraid to show it. I'm on one, she gonna be going. I'ma be on that till the morning. Come on now.
Welcome back to Deacon Live. This segment's brought to you by Boom Boom Room Storytime with Penny and Pichichi. Just two LA guys talking about LA things and having sex with everybody. Follow them on iTunes, Spotify, and wherever you download podcasts. These two talk about sexual encounters with other women, other men, and also special guests join them, some from each one's past. That's Boom Boom Room Storytime with Penny and Pichichi. So check those guys out. I was listening to them the other day. They've got some, pretty detailed stories. They get really graphic, so not for little ears. Now, unfortunately, little ears this year will be neglected because we're getting close to Halloween time and we all look forward to all the seasonal stuff, the seasonal TV shows that we all love and grew up with. But you have to understand, regular antenna, terrestrial TV, a broadcast TV, is going by the wayside. All these live streaming, pay for what you want. You got Peacock that's out there now, Apple Plus TV, Netflix, of course, Hulu, which I don't understand why I'm paying for Hulu, and then every show that I'm watching has like 15 commercials. Like an hour show's got like at least 6 commercials. And I'm like going, I thought I was paying for this shit so I didn't have to watch goddamn commercials. But nonetheless, one of our favorite times, we start going into our holiday season, and what kicks it off and what starts it is this program right here.
Thank you.
It's a Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown, will not be aired on broadcast TV this year. I know, everyone is so outraged, but you have to understand, we don't sit around, we don't leave the TV on like we used to. Growing up, people of our generation, or our age, I say our age, 28 to now. I guess. Fans waiting to watch this Halloween classic, It's a Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown, will be waiting a little bit longer than Linus in the Pumpkin Patch world. For the first time in over half a century, the Peanuts holiday special, beloved by generations, will not air on broadcast TV. That's right. This Halloween, fans will cry out in unison, I gotta rock! Which is awesome. Instead, this year, and probably for many years to come, the show will air only on Apple Plus TV. It's a paid service available through subscription, but they're offering free trials. See, this is how they get you in. This is how they pull you in. They go, okay, Halloween Charlie Brown gets, 60 million shares to watch every year. Maybe we can pull in a third of that if we just took this to ourselves and put it on our product. So Apple TV is now owns It's a Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown, and it will be available for free October 30th all the way through November 1st. But you have to sign up, and then, of course, once the free trial's done, then it goes back to you have to pay for it. It's one of those automatic things. Charles Schultz Classic has aired on broadcast television every year since 1966, first on CBS, then ABC, and now Apple TV. And Charles Schultz himself is probably flipping around in his grave. Now, another thing that's coming to an end, I'm going to say coming to an end, is this movie franchise right here.
Let's go for a little ride.
This is yours, but if you win, you get her too.
The Fast and the Furious franchise is getting ready to set its parking brake for the last time. It's going to wrap up its whole entire season franchise with a two-film finale across 10 and 11. F9 director Justin Lin, who has helmed the multiple entries of this franchise, reportedly to direct both films, and is unclear at what point the two-film saga will begin production, nor exactly which cast members across the franchises will make the return for the final film. I'm sure it's going to be a whole big soiree in memoriam to Paul Walker and stuff. Of course, that doesn't mean the end of the whole entire Fast and Furious franchise. The franchise still has two additional spin-off films in development. A proper sequel for The Fast and Furious Presents Hobbs and Shaw, which I still haven't seen yet. I'm hoping it's good. Every time I go to see it, it's always like, when I download it, it's in quote-unquote Spanish, so I have to wait for that. But there's a couple other spin-offs and stuff that they're going to do. And there's also an animated series coming out, The Fast and the Furious Spy Racers, available on Netflix. And that's coming here shortly. So yeah, Fast and the Furious is getting ready to wrap it up. Vin Diesel's getting old. Everyone's getting old. The whole crew's getting old. I mean, two decades? When you start the movie and stuff in your early 20s, if you're lucky to get a job like this or a movie role at that age, 20 years, now you're 40 something. Here's a movie here where the guy actually got this big role, this big outbreak when he was in his late 30s, and now this movie franchise has expanded over three decades, and that's Die Hard. Now, people have been seeing a trailer for what looks like to be a new Die Hard movie. This trailer has been released from Bruce Willis's daughter, Rumor. And here's the trailer if you're watching this on the video here. So here's the trailer. As one story ends, it's Bruce Willis walking down the street, turns around, a new one begins. Turns around, everyone shows up. It's kind of dark, it's kind of misty. There's a bunch of silhouettes standing in front of headlights on a car. And Bruce Willis starts to take off his jacket. Die Hard is back. Hashtag Die Hard is back. And everyone's wondering, ooh, is it going to be a new Bruce Willis Die Hard movie? Dude, he's like 60-something years old now. Now, I don't know if you guys are familiar with this. Bruce Willis, after Die Hard, and he did a couple other movies, did the whole, I think it got up to like Die Hard 4 or something like that. Then he started sticking his butt into all these other movies where he plays a retired cop and someone breaks into the house and dad's got to protect us. He plays a retired this and someone does something to a school and he's got to protect them. There's all these movies that are out there where he plays a retired cop. He kind of got stereotyped. And I swear to you, there's like 15 movies out there, especially on Netflix, and it's got Bruce Willis's shaved head and his nose that looks like it's been smashed up against a concrete wall a couple times, and you go, oh my god, it's Bruce Willis. This should be good. And most of those movies, they're made within All right, you ready? Here's the opening of the curtain as far as how movies are made. You know, my film and theater majors. Movies usually take about 30 to 31 days to make. A simple movie. I'm talking a simple movie with a budget of maybe $20 to $25 million. That's a quick movie, in and out, get everything edited, get all the sound, get all the lighting and stuff. Everything's in and out. It takes probably maybe 18 days of shooting, and that's what these movies that Bruce Willis is doing. Now, when normally it takes a good 6 to 8 months to film the movie, and then a good year and a half to get the sound, get the lighting, the special effects, blah, blah, blah. So Bruce Willis has done a lot of these stinker 30-day movies. Now, this one, it says John McCain is coming back and coming back with a vengeance. Now, the trailer makes you believe that there's a new Die Hard movie that's coming out there. When in reality, I'm sorry, folks, it's not a Die Hard movie. It's actually this commercial right here for Die Hard batteries. But in all fairness, this commercial probably took a good 30 days to film. And if you want to see it, go to prophetradio.com, click on Deacon Live, and I'll post this video for you so you can see. So here you go.
Well, you wanted the quiet life.
So he's in his car. Looks like a Nova or something like that. He's trying to get his car started. So this is the beginning. So I'll play it.
Well, you wanted the quiet life, John. Dead batteries, empty streets.
Yo,
that's the one guy from Die Hard. A couple of the henchmen from Die Hard, the first one. Now we're in the store.
Welcome to Advance Auto Parts.
I need one of those. Is there another way out?
Through the air ducts.
Come on, you kidding me?
Did you know we have free installation?
Yeah, he's going through the air ducts. Running. Oops, someone hits him.
Argon? You still driving this thing?
You're getting blood on the seats, man.
Argyle from the first one. Remember, he was sitting downstairs? Argyle looks a little bad. He looks like, I don't know, he just doesn't look good.
Man, I just paid this off.
Ooh, sideswipe.
Argyle, you alright?
We're getting out of here, buddy. Just gotta change my battery.
Come on, Argyle. Keep it together. Uh-oh. Hits him with the battery. Do you remember in the first one, the one black guy with the shaved head or kind of shaved head, he might have had a sponge top on him, and he was the one that was sitting there trying to drill through the I know, I'm really stretching here. It's a Christmas movie. When it was drilling through the safe to get through all the security things and everything opens, and he's sitting there, and he's like the tech guy. He's the one, you know, punching all the keys and stuff. He's driving this big old friggin' crane thing.
Oh, Argyle, get up.
Look up, Argyle.
Yeah. Happy trails.
So he throws a grenade into the thing and says, happy trails. You know what he meant to say. You know what he meant to say, right? They had to take another cowboy slogan. Chasing him. Chase. Gonna get you. Die Hard is back.
That's my line.
Die Hard batteries, owned and sold by Advance and CarQuest Auto Parts.
All right, so there you go. Die Hard batteries. So if you see a thing for Die Hard, and whether John McClane's coming back, yeah, he's not coming back. He's not coming back. He's doing a Die Hard commercial. But watch the commercial because it's really, really good, really, really funny. All right, when we come back, I know I've held you a little bit too long. We're going to touch on the horror movies that I think, in my opinion, is going to be really, really good if you're looking for horror movies to watch. And God knows, I've gone through a bunch of them, and I found out that this one company right here produces a great horror movie, no matter what it is. If it's got their name on it, stamped on it, I'm watching it. Stick around, we'll get into that here in just one sec. You're listening to Deacon Live right here on Prophet Radio. I'll be right back. Hey guys, have you ever wanted a brand of clothing that expresses your feeling, expresses what you're feeling inside, and what's going on in today's society? Vent Supply Apparel has that for you. Every piece that they put out has significant meaning. Expression is the key. It's all about venting, expressing your mood. Follow them on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and watch them on TikTok. That's VentSupplyApparel.com.
Welcome to
Prophet Radio.
Prophet Radio's Halloween Special.
Call
407-448-8800. Welcome back to Deacon Live. Make sure you follow us on all our social networks, and the way you do that is go to Prophet Radio, P-R-O-P-H-E-T Radio, and click on the social contacts, and links us to you and you to us. Make sure if you want to comment on any podcast that we've done here in the past several days or several months or several years, there's a little blue button on the Prophet Radio website. Click on that. It's called Be Heard. When you click on that, it opens up a microphone on your laptop, on your cell phone, wherever you're downloading us or wherever you're visiting us. You can talk directly into that, and it sends us an audio message right here to the station. We'll play it on the next podcast. It's that easy. If you disagree, like something, don't like something, anything like that, make sure you do that and be part of the show. And you can hear your voice right here on the next podcast. Very nice. Next podcast. No matter what you're talking about, I don't care. My dog took a dump. My little sister did this or something like that. I don't care. Just say, hey, Deacon, like you from here. That'd be awesome. You know, thumbs up, and we'll give you a thumbs up as well. Now, a thumbs up for you guys. This Halloween season, we're all stuck at home. No one's allowed to go trick-or-treating in some areas. No one's allowed to do a lot of things in a lot of areas. Now, the other day, I was sitting at home, and I talked about this ago. You know, I was wanting to watch my cheesy horror movies, and right now, I think I'm trying to get caught up on all the horror movies because my wife does not like horror movies. She does not like, she's like, they scare me. I'm like going, horror movies today, like modern day horror movies aren't like the horror movies, like the jump scares that you were watching, like the Halloween, the Friday the 13th, which they got kind of cheesy after a certain point, or any of the old school Halloween movies that everyone was scared about. Everyone was like, oh my God, murderer, ex-murderer, or something. Ones that really, really get me, and I'll eat them up. I'll eat them up all day long. I'll sit with my covers pulled all the way up to my nose, is those Paranormal Activities. If they could just do a whole bunch of those based in different areas and make me feel like they're real, oh man, I love that. I love watching, oh my God. Ooh, that could happen. That technically could happen. That's a way a horror movie would scare me, is technically that would happen. Texas Chainsaw Massacre? Yeah, sure, if you're a bunch of dumbass kids in the middle of Texas. Friday the 13th? Yeah, no one's coming back from the dead. Not yet. And all the other Michael Myers escape from a mental institution? Yeah, that could happen somewhere, but not here. This company right here, anytime they put their name on a movie, you know how you see the opening credit, I say the opening credits, the distributed by a such and such film, blah blah blah, broadcasting or whatever. If I ever see this right here on a movie, I'm already sold. I'm watching it, and it's Blumhouse Productions, B-L-U-M House Productions, and it's got the little kid sitting in the corner in the spinning rocking chair, because they are a little bit more. Now, the concept of the movie could be really, really simple, really, really basic, but the way they shoot the movie, the cinematography in the movie is always awesome. The music's really, really awesome. The cut scenes are really, really good. The stories flow very, very well. And because of my film and theater background, and you're like going, well, I don't know what a Blumhouse production is, but you've seen them. And here's a top list of all the ones that they started in 2000. It says 20 years ago, duh, by a gentleman by the name of Jason Blum. Jason Blum has created divisions like horror movies, international TVs and stuff, but the horror movies are the ones that I like the most. And just to give you an idea of what kind of movies they put out, you've seen them, you ready? The first original Purge is a Blumhouse production. Insidious Chapter 2 is a Blumhouse production. Dark Skies, let's see what else. Paranormal Activity in 2014. Another Purge, The Ouija. Not Low-Ouija, Ouija, you know, like Ouija board. Unfriended, which I just watched the other day. And if you watch Unfriended, it's on Netflix right now. It's a really unique concept on how they made just your computer screen itself a horror movie. That's all you see is someone's computer screen and like Skype calls. And then that's it. You don't, there's no outside footage, there's no cameras walking around the building, there's no dubbed in video leads. It is 100% done on a computer screen, and that's really cool. I just watched it the other day. It was called Unfriended. Scary? Not scary. It's unique. You just wanted to see it unfold. Let's see. Split, you know, the movie with, what's his name? M. Night Shyamalan. Blumhouse produced it. Get Out with Jordan Peele. Blumhouse produced it. Happy Death Day. Great movie. Insidious. As you can see, I'm going right down the list. And then, of course, the 2020 one that came out called The Hunt. That, again, that was a Blumhouse production. So anytime I see a Blumhouse production, they've got one out coming out that's called The Magic 8-Ball, where they teamed up with Mattel Films. You know, Mattel, the toy. They're doing The Magic 8-Ball, which is the one where you shake the ball. And you can see, oh, my God, my future. Blumhouse. Anything Blumhouse has, if you're looking for a Halloween, a scary night of theater and watching an extreme weird, a lot of the movies make you think a lot. And it's very unique how they approach their style. So anyways, that's Blumhouse Productions. Anything they do for your Halloween times. Of course, you can go back to the classic and stuff. You can watch, Halloween, Jason, Friday the 13th, and all that stuff. All right, well, I'm going to let you guys get back to what you want to watch and what you want to do. Make sure you follow us on all our social networks. We appreciate each and every one of you. We'll let you get back to what you got to do. My name is Adeacon, saying goodnight and goodnight.
Wait, come back.
The end. The absolute end.
Écoute-moi.